This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. You know, I usually say something like, yay, the weekend's here, but tax day is this coming Tuesday, so a lot of us here in the U.S. will spend the weekend maybe with the Masters on TV in the background while staring at W-2s and 1040s in the foreground. Have fun with that. Did mine last month, but hey, enough of figuring out deductibles. Let's jump into the newscast.
My favorite stories of the day.
Now, this first story is more visual, but still funny to hear. Some guy's been running around New York City putting Crocs on the feet of statues around the boroughs. The New York Post ran a story on this with pictures showing the mystery artist's work, which includes putting Crocs on the feet and hands of one of the bronze bear statues in Central Park. The guy doing this is posting videos and pics on his Instagram and TikTok pages, and he'll only say he's under 30, explaining why he chose to create Crocs for the statues, and that he's from Hoboken, New Jersey, which does not explain why he has not created Crocs to put on the Sinatra statue along his hometown's waterfront. Now, in one of the videos, he says it took him 2 weeks to make one pair for the Ugly Duckling statue at Central Park in East 74th. And so far, no word if cops are looking to catch this mystery artist. I mean, it is art, added to art, but a lot of people think Crocs are ugly waterproof slippers, so those folks could argue desecration. Now, in eastern Kentucky is where Wayne County Sheriff's dispatcher said on Monday that they started getting calls about a naked man taking a stroll in the breeze along State Highway 3286, no less. Deputies then had to go out and see this for themselves. And yep, CBS TV affiliate WYMT is reporting when deputies pulled up, in part to see why this guy was in the buff walking along a highway and where he could be possibly heading wearing a birthday suit. Well, they say he told them he was headed to get some pants. The butt-naked man never got there, though. Deputies took him to jail and booked him on exposure and disorderly conduct for the peep show. Public intoxication, because they say he showed every sign of being high on something, including kicking the patrol door while being taken to jail. Wayne County Sheriffs did not say deputies gave him pants to put on before plopping his butt down on the seat, though. And bear skin no one wanted to see was also on display in my favorite state for all things nutty, Florida. It's where police put in an arrest report posted on the Smoking Gun news site that they were called last Friday evening about a drunk guy stumbling around an Applebee's restaurant parking lot, at one point trying to get into a vehicle that was not his, all while rocking a pink wig, fake breasts, and pink thongs. Slay. Matching wig and thongs, work it. The arrest report ID'd the 49-year-old guy, and the Smoking Gun posted his mugshot. He did not look happy to be in that orange jail jumpsuit. They also say he spent the night in jail and paid a $570 fine, so I have to wonder if he woke up not remembering he had a Friday night to remember. And about 3 hours of a drive north to Clearwater, Florida, it's where someone in an Easter Bunny costume has been at the Coastland Mall in Naples with the setup for kids to come by and take pictures Easter time. WINK-TV, Wink TV News, is reporting the 24-year-old woman in the bunny costume needed a bathroom break on Sunday, which has to be a hassle thinking about it, getting out of the costume, especially if having to go badly. But she did, then got back in her Easter Bunny outfit and was headed back to the portrait setup when cops tell Wink News that a 14-year-old and two 13-year-olds started following her, acting like their age while pushing and tugging at the costume, trying to pull it off. Police say the woman was okay, just shaken up. And again, this was a Sunday, so, you know, people were there and saw this. Told cops, too, who arrested the bunny-hating trio of teens, all charged with battery on a bunny. Back after this break. But first, give a listen to DJ Greg Itch's podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
We fight hard for our clients. No questions asked.
We don't want to know the answers. We only want our clients to know we have their backs. And a towel to wipe the baby oil off of their backs.
Our crisis management department has next level experience with celebrity clients to protect you from harm. Like sitting for a network interview after being indicted.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-5-
And now for the world around us.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson cannot catch a break. Poor guy. Loves photo ops, but they do not always love him back. Got stuck on the middle of a zip line when he was London's mayor back in 2012. Tripped a kid playing soccer during another photo op. Never mind all the things Johnson has said. Now, Britain's former PM has been on vacation with his family here in the U.S. and on Monday. His wife, Kerry Johnson, posted video on Instagram of their safari drive through a wildlife park in Texas. Boris had the window down on his driver's side with his young son reaching over at points to see from the passenger seat as an ostrich walked up. Stuck its little head in the car and pecked him on the hand. And let me tell you, that hurts. Feels like a pointed hammer hitting you. Yeah, I was pecked on the hand by an emu once while covering a story at a farm in North Jersey. Johnson's wife, though, wrote in the caption under the posted video, "Too funny not to share." In Toulouse, France, Sunday's European Rugby Champions Cup match between Toulouse and the Sale Sharks was delayed by 40 minutes, partly because the game ball was not on the field. The AP is reporting a French soldier had it and was parachuting down as part of the pre-match introductions when the parachute got snagged on the stadium roof, leaving that soldier dangling about 15 meters above a section of fans. There were three paratroopers in all, and the other two, they landed on the field. But, of course, the one with the ball got stuck, and it took a long ladder from a fire truck to reach him. And two firefighters did. The paratrooper, okay, just needs a new parachute. The stadium roof tore through that one, which is obviously not a lucky parachute anyway. Back in a...
He'll never do. But, ooh.
Ladies, are you tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
I do not want any man who talks about politics, D&D, or crypto.
So that women can use it to act as sort of a go-between and lead men towards more personally fulfilling conversations.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep talking about Dina's husband.
So stumble onto Stumble. And stumble into love.
Are you telling these guys to watch Real Housewives? They keep asking about Dinah's husband.
No!
What's up with what's going down, though?
And talk about a load of crap. NASA officials say their astronauts on the Apollo missions left behind 96 bags of human waste on the moon. Pee, poop, and whatever else have been just sitting up there in bags for a half century. The man in the moon needs a shower. And the thing is, NASA officials say they had to lighten the weight of the spacecraft to safely make it back to Earth. What to do is what NASA decided to let someone else answer by coming up with what they call the Luna Recycle Challenge, which offers to pay up to $3 million to whoever comes up with the best plan and technology to recycle astronauts' ones, twos, and threes. One, of course, being urine, two, feces, and, well, three being what comes from the other hole, the mouth. The deadline just ended at the end of last month to submit an application to the challenge, so we may know soon if someone or company has a winning plan to turn astronaut waste and those 96 bags stinking up the moon into water, energy, fertilizer, and or building blocks. You know, building blocks like bricks, which is apparently what astronauts have already been expelling, so may just have to form those bricks into shape.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
I'm saying to you, my dad once told me, Slammy, it's not how you feel, but it's how you look, and you look like the P-Funk. So join me, boys and girls, feel the funk, the whole funk, nothing but the funk, because Slammy Sammy is what P-Funk is all about. Why must I feel like that? Why must I always chase the cat? Ain't nothing but the dog in me, dog in me, nothing but the dog in me. Thank you very much.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now, we're going to keep the party.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday, April 11th. Singer Joss Stone is 38 now.
Paint on your toes, let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp, picking your nose.
Ooh, freaky deaky rapper David Banner is 51. Sweet then, a little scary now. Singer Lisa Stansfield's 59. Actor and comedian Bill Irwin, 75. And actor, dancer, singer, theater director Joel Grey, master of ceremonies in the first run of Cabaret, Grey, 93. And on Saturday, actor Saoirse Ronan will turn 31. Panic at the Disco singer-guitarist Brendan Urie will be 38. Actor Claire Danes, 46. Actor and comedian Retta, Parks and Recs, U.S. Version, and The Mom and Good Girls, 55. Everclear singer-guitarist Art Alexakis will be 63. I'll miss Jay Alexander on America's Next Top Model, 67. Singer Vince Gill will turn 68 Saturday. Actor and director Andy Garcia will be 69. Talk show host and comedian David Letterman, 78. And so's the dad in the Wonder Years, actor Dan Lauria, 78. And actor Ed O'Neill, Jay Pritchett in Modern Family, and Al Bundy in Married with Children. And that TikTok video he did just there with his daughter voicing the, well, curse-filled start to Tupac's Hit 'Em Up is 8 seconds to see, though. Ed O'Neill, 79. Let the sound take you away. Magic Carpet Ride, Steppenwolf, singer-guitarist John Kay will be 81. Musician and composer Herbie Hancock, 85. Then on Sunday, the 13th. My spicy little mama. Singer and rapper Ty Dolla $ign will be 43. A little bit of you makes me your man. Lou Bega, singer, will be hitting 50. Actor Bokeem Woodbine, 52. Actor Ricky Schroeder will be 55. Actor and comedian Caroline Ray, 61. E Street drummer and Conan's old band leader Max Weinberg, 74. Feel the Fire, singer Peebo Bryson, also 74 on Sunday. Actor Ron Perlman, 75.
Time and time again, I wanted you to be my friend.
One of these good old days, singer and Reverend Al Green will be 79. And on Monday, Little Miss Sunshine, actor Abigail Breslin will turn 29 now. Arcade Fire, singer and musician Wynn Butler, 45.
This lucky penny's been nothing but bad luck.
Singer J.D. McPherson will be 48, and so will actor Sarah Michelle Gellar, 48.
It's the beat to the R-A-T with the bump.
The Brat, the rapper and Lisa Ray's sister, will be 51. Actor Adrian Brody, 52. Brat Packer Anthony Michael Hall, 57. I bring that Al Green back up.
One of these.
Actor Brad Garrett, Raymond's brother, will be 65. And actor Julie Christie will be 85. And that does it for another Real Pod newscast. Don't have to think about it, Reverend Al. Thanks as always for listening. Hey, please help spread the word. Tell a friend or foe about it. And if curious about the songs played during the newscast portion, well, I started posting credits on the show's Facebook page, so check that out. Now, I may start adding a few clips of bloopers because I've had a few while recording. Have a great weekend, and Godspeed if having to do those taxes this weekend.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.